From technology and acquisition to citizen services and mission execution, a culture shift is underway with federal government leaders increasingly seeking out solutions that disrupt the way business has traditionally been done. Here we connect with those government and industry leaders driving this change and delivering the real results in support of their agency mission. This is Keeping IT Brief. Hello and welcome to Keeping IT Brief. I'm your host, Marianne Brown. Today we're speaking with cybersecurity subject matter expert from Centaur, Joseph Davis, and we will be discussing MHS PAS. Thank you so much for joining me today, Joseph.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. And so to kick this off, what is MHS PAS and what capability does it provide for the DHA?
Well, initially, I think it's important to state that the Risk Management Framework, or aka RMF, helps manage vulnerabilities within information systems. The DHA is looking for the most efficient and effective method to transition an increasing number of systems to the cloud while maintaining adherence to RMF. This process is very intense and extensively time-consuming, so program offices must be vigilant and organized to complete the process. And many of the security controls delineate automation as a major requirement. Containerization opens the door much wider in that sense. A containerization or concentration on that potential, is important to keep the ball moving forward. MHS PAS, or the Military Health Systems Platform as a Service, is a cloud environment deployed to the AWS cloud within a containerized environment. The mission objective is to establish an environment with a scalable platform to develop, run, and manage applications, minus the complexities of system administration and infrastructure maintenance. This presents a streamlined application development process, which improves the frequency of delivery and functionality. In doing so, collaboration and decision-making aspects that support the Defense Health Agency are bolstered. The technology is premised on containerization, which is the use of microservices. The microservice architecture enables the rapid, frequent, and reliable delivery of large, complex applications. It also enables an organization to evolve its technology stack. So containers are lightweight alternatives to full machine virtualization, which involves encapsulating an application in its own vessel within its own operating environment. This enables faster deployment and boot times, minimal scale compared to hypervisors, and less use of system resources. The DHA just completed the first RMF package that fully took advantage of PAS and containerization, creating a secure template for the future and enabling comparable efforts to leverage this technology transition.
Okay, and how does this improve upon legacy enterprise platforms?
Well, as more systems migrate and you examine the first application that has been deployed to PAS, you can see how it serves as an example of efficient delivery and risk management. These microservices based in containerization add fidelity through the software development lifecycle with the agility to deploy new software at the speed of operations. Several other aspects of the environment are taken on by the cloud provider. This removes the intricacies of handling redundancies such as cold, warm and hot sites, and handling disaster recovery and network infrastructure. The system owner will still need to have a contingency plan, but the bulk of the burden is reduced. Additionally, the maintenance and physical restrictions are much removed, which frees up resources for more valuable application to operations and production.
And what does DHA stand to gain from containerization, and how can the agency continue to progress?
Primarily, I would say that the realization of the impact of the change that containerization brings to the enterprise deployments must be embraced and fostered. I believe it's important to see change as progress and embrace that. DHA stands to benefit from containerization through an increase in mean time to production, deployment frequency, automated risk assessment, monitoring, and mitigation in a process known as continuous deployment, continuous integration. Further, software updates and patching happen at deployment. Think, those updates are pushed to production automatically. When an update is pushed, a new container instance is rolled out and the old one is torn down. And finally, scalability is no longer an issue as container deployment happens upon request of the environment's load. And because containerization is in its infancy with the DHA, the full potential of the technology has not yet been realized, and policy and procedure have not bridged the gap to attain speed of operation like containerization. The DHA's recent success employing PAWS and containerization while governed by the RMF process will inevitably benefit this venture.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. For more podcasts by G2 Exchange Media, please visit www.fedhealthit.com and look for the podcast section at the top of the page. Music by Jam Studio, courtesy of Shutterstock Incorporated.